just went through, had an extended walkthrough today, and took her time going through some things and then led into practice and just finished and went very well. It's just, he truly is got savvy. And he's physical for his size too. Very smart, knows how to utilize his body and his speed, change of speed. He's just very, very talented. You know, his burst and his explosiveness to make plays. So I know that we've had conversation with our corners about his strength, that it's he's deceptively strong. His performance has been elevated. I think he's played better than what we anticipated. I know that I think he's very healthy now. Maybe last year still battling some things, but I know that's one of the things for him. He said he's felt the best that he has. And I think that's why we've seen him play at a very consistent level. We've got some rush out of him, too, that, you know, I think was, you know, more so than what we anticipated as well. You know, if we had some injuries, like a Denard situation, one of the things we're looking at is maybe elevating a practice squad guy up. Yeah, I think that at this point, if you can reward guys like that that have been formed, you know, that's one thing Dave and I have talked about. You know, whether he can make him active or not, right. I don't know, but it's a way to take care of one of your own. I think that you'd hope that when you get that much pressure, you look to him. I do know that, you know, it's kind of like sacks. If you're ahead in games at the end and, you know, if there's you're ahead by 10 with 6 minutes left to go in the game and the D-line pins their ears back, and a lot of times that's when you see interceptions show up. And we haven't been in those situations very often. So I think that, you know, it comes hand in hand with that. But, you know, the pressure, we haven't had many opportunities, you're right. But I don't know in comparison how many of them come on first and second down in first and second quarter compared to where you see a lot of them show up at the end. But, you know, a lot of times they come through tips and overthrows where you get your hands on them. And we just haven't had many of those opportunities. We had one last week, you know, in the 2 minute. That's a classic example where Telvin, you know, JT was right over there and Telvin had a chance. And that was in a 2 minute situation where you got your ears pinned back as a defensive line. So I think it does have an effect on it. You would like to see that the chance for interceptions would increase because of it. But then I think game situations account for it too.